It's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
Remember that commercial? It played during the 2022 Super Bowl earlier this year. Larry David, Tom Brady, Steph Curry, and Shaq were some big names attached to the world's second biggest cryptocurrency exchange. Now, they've been named in a class action lawsuit for encouraging people to invest in the company. The cryptocurrency exchange known as FTX filed for bankruptcy 2 weeks ago after it was revealed that the company mishandled user funds, leading to the crypto world's equivalent of a bank run. The company says it owes its top 50 creditors more than $3 billion. Here to talk about the importance of this massive crypto scandal is Vicky Gohuang, markets reporter covering crypto and retail investing at the Wall Street Journal. Vicky, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the basics of this controversy. The crypto world can seem a little nebulous to folks who aren't familiar with it. It certainly intimidates me, to be honest. Tell us about FTX and its connection to Alameda Research.
Yeah, so FTX is this crypto exchange founded by, up until 2 weeks ago, this brilliant trader and sort of charismatic billionaire by the name of Sam Bankman-Fried. And it was founded in 2019 and grew really rapidly in recognition and scale. And it quickly became one of the largest crypto exchanges in the world. But over the years, there has always been this skepticism from market participants in the crypto space that FTX has a conflict of interest with its sister company called Alameda Research, which is a crypto trading firm founded by Mr. Bankman-Fried in 2017. The reason why there is sort of a lot of doubt and skepticism about the close relationship between these two companies is because Alameda Research is a market maker, which is supposed to provide liquidity to crypto exchanges, and FTX is a crypto exchange. So that kind of aroused a lot of doubt and criticism about these two companies. And then what we learned from the past 2 weeks is that these two companies are essentially one and the same. There's never been any Chinese firewall between these two companies, even though in the past, Mr. Bankman-Fried has repeatedly said that these two companies are separate entities.
How did we learn this? How did these practices come to light?
It sort of started with this article from crypto trade publication CoinDesk on November 2nd. So this article revealed a leaked balance sheet of Alameda Research. And this balance sheet showed that like a huge chunk of Alameda Research's balance sheet is made up of this token called FTT. So FTT is a cryptocurrency that's sort of created out of thin air by FTX. It's kind of like a stock of FTX, but not really. So when people see that billions of dollars of Alameda Research's balance sheet is made up of this token created by sister company FTX, it kind of, again, aroused a lot of skepticism and doubt about why this trading company that's supposed to be a separate entity have so much of your sister company's token.
So the CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, resigns. The company files for bankruptcy. The company's new CEO, John Wray, helped manage Enron after its collapse. And after taking over FTX, John Wray says that he had never seen such a complete failure of corporate control. How bad did things get inside this company?
So that really says something when the person overseeing the wind down of Enron is saying that this is the worst he's seen in his 40 years of career.
Right. Yeah.
There's still a lot that we don't know right now, but what has emerged from what a lot of sources have been telling us in the bankruptcy filing is that there is little internal controls within the company. Like, there is a little accounting. A lot of funds were commingled between FTX and Alameda. and even sort of basic things like human resources wasn't really up to the standards of what you would think of one of the largest crypto exchanges in the world. Some of the employees that work at FTX, their names, they don't even have sort of a comprehensive employment agreement with FTX. Hmm.
Tell us about former CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, also known as SBF, his initials. What kind of influence did he have in the cryptocurrency landscape?
He was one of the most influential figures in the crypto market. He sort of made himself the face of crypto in Washington, D.C. He's always on the Capitol Hill trying to lobby for the interests of the industry. And he's always cultivated this public image as this brilliant, nerdy trader who was able to make a lot of money in 2017 by exploiting the pricing differences of Bitcoin between Western crypto exchanges and Asian crypto exchanges. And that's how he was able to sort of start this crypto trading firm, Alameda. And then after he founded FTX, he's spent a lot of money on marketing, as we heard from the Super Bowl commercial starring Larry David. He's also paid for the naming rights of a stadium where the Miami Heat play. And then he's also sort of got a lot of celebrities like Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen, to advocate and promote for cryptocurrency adoption.
Do we know where he is now and what's happening with him?
It seems like there's been a lot of reports saying that he's still in the Bahamas trying to still raise funds and make customers whole. But the official FTX new management has said that they don't really have anything to do with him anymore.
We've got to take a quick break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk about SBF's enormous influence on American politics.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Melissa Harris-Perry. We've been talking about the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. The company's charismatic founder and CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, frequently appeared before Congress, lobbying for crypto and hobnobbing with politicians. And according to OpenSecrets.org, which tracks political donations, he gave $40 million to candidates and outside groups this election cycle, making him the second largest donor to Democrats and the sixth biggest donor overall in the 2022 midterms. For more on this influence, I'm back with Vicky Gahong, markets reporter covering crypto and retail investing at The Wall Street Journal. Vicky, how important was SBF to Democrats and to American politics in general? Was he really this major player?
Yeah, he was really giving multi-million dollar donations to Democratic politicians and trying to sort of steer a lot of the crypto bills that are being proposed on Capitol Hill. And because he was actually this follower of this philosophical movement called effective altruism, which is about sort of doing the greatest good for the greatest number of people. So he was founding causes like, you know, combating climate change and curing tropical diseases and things like that. So he was frequently seen in Washington, D.C., rubbing shoulders with politicians and also testifying in Congress about crypto regulation. So he was definitely becoming a bigger and more influential figure in politics.
Yeah, he was pushing for regulation on cryptocurrencies. But then he apparently told Vox last week that his push for crypto regulation was all just PR. Do you think that's true? And where does this lead us in terms of the kind of regulation that he was pushing for now that his reputation has been tarnished? Will it just drive conversations about the insipid nature of what happened here, or might it help to push for more regulation?
Yeah, I think nobody really knows what he's thinking right now. He was definitely one of the biggest advocates for crypto regulation, but then we found out that he's been doing all these things that's very much against regulation. I think after this big and sudden collapse of one of the sort of most trustworthy crypto exchanges, before we learned about what's really been going on inside the company and seeing how the fears of contagion has spread across the crypto market, and there's this broad-based erosion of trust amongst customers, there is going to be, you know, heavier regulatory scrutiny of crypto companies and crypto markets in general. So a lot of the sort of regulatory progress that some of these crypto companies have been making in Washington, D.C., could be delayed or set back a few years.
A few years. I mean, this is the conversations about regulation could be set back a few years.
That's kind of my prediction, just given how badly some of these customers and also retail customers, the everyday people who really can't afford to lose so much money in crypto, have been hurt in this widespread collapse. That's kind of my prediction.
Vicky Gahuang is a markets reporter covering crypto and retail investing at the Wall Street Journal. Vicky, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt.